ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತ್ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ ನಮಃ ಪರಸ್ಮೈ ಪುರುಷಾಯ ಭೂಯಸೆ ಸದುದ್ಭವಸ್ಥಾನ ನಿರೋಧ ಲೀಲೆಯ ಗೃಹೀತ ಶಕ್ತಿ ತ್ರಿತಯಾಯ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ ಅಂತರ್ಭವಾಯಾನುಪಲಕ್ಷ್ಯ ವರ್ತ್ಮನೆ ಭೂಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸದ್ಬ್ರಜಿನಚ್ಛಿದೇಶತಾಂ ಅಸಂಭವಾಯಖಿಲ ಸತ್ಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ಪುಂಸಾಂ ಪುನಃ ಪಾರಮಹಂಸ್ಯ ಆಶ್ರಮೇ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಿತಾನಾಮನುಮೃಗ್ಯ ದಾಸುಸೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸ್ತುರಿಷಭಾಯ ಸಾತ್ವತಾಂ ವಿದೂರ ಕಾಷ್ಠಾಯ ಮುಹುಃ ಕುಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ನಿರಸ್ತಸಾಮ್ಯಾತಿಶಯೇನ ರಾಧಸಾ ಸ್ವಧಾಮನಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನಿರಂಸ್ಯತೆ ನಮಃ ಜತ್ಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಜತ್ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಜದಿಕ್ಷಣಂ ಜದ್ಬಂದನಂ ಜತ್ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಜದರ್ಹಣಂ ಲೋಕಸ್ಯ ಸದ್ಯೋ ವಿಧುನೋತಿ ಕಲ್ಮಷಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಸುಭದ್ರಶ್ರವಸೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ವಿಚಕ್ಷಣಾಜ್ಚರಣೋಪಸಾದನಾತ್ ಸಂಗಂ ವ್ಯುದಸ್ಯೋ ಭಯತೋಂತರಾತ್ಮನಃ ವಿಂದಂತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಗತಿಂ ಗತಕ್ಲಮಾಸ್ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಸುಭದ್ರಶ್ರವಸೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ತಪಸ್ವಿನೋ ದಾನಪರಾಜಸಸ್ವಿನೋ ಮನಸ್ವಿನೋ ಮಂತ್ರವಿದಃ ಸುಮಂಗಲಃ ಕ್ಷೇಮಂ ನ ವಿಂದಂತಿ ವಿನಾ ಜದರ್ಪಣಂ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಸುಭದ್ರಶ್ರವಸೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕಿರಾತ ಹೂಣಾಂಧ್ರ ಪುಲಿಂದ ಪುಲ್ಕಷಾ ಆಭೀರಕಂಕಾಯವನ ಖಸಾದಯ ಎನ್ನೇ ಚ ಪಾಪ ಜದುಪಾಶ್ರಯಾಶ್ರಯ ಶುದ್ಧ್ಯಂತಿ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪ್ರಭ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ ನಮಃ ಶುದ್ಧ್ಯಂತಿ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪ್ರಭ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ ನಮಃ ಸ ಏಷ ಆತ್ಮವತಾಮಧೀಶ್ವರ ತ್ರಯೀಮಯ ಧರ್ಮಮಯಸ್ತಪೋಮಯ ಗತವ್ಯಲೀಕೈರಜಶಂಕರಾದಿಭಿರ್ವಿತರ್ಕ್ಯಲಿಂಗೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಸೀದತಾಂ. ಅಬ್ ಚಾರ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಮೇ ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಕರ್ನಾ ಚಾಹತೆ ಹೈ, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಮ್ ಪರ್ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ.
ನೌ ಇನ್ ಫೋರ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಸುಖದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ.
ತ್ರಯೀಮಯ ಧರ್ಮಮಯ ಸ್ತಪೋಮಯ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಕೆ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಸ್ಕಂದ ಕ ಚೌಥ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ.
ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 14th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್.
ಧರ್ಮಮಯ ಸ್ತಪೋಮಯ ಗತವ್ಯಲೀಕೈರಜಶಂಕರಾದಿಭಿರ್ ವಿತರ್ಕ್ಯಲಿಂಗೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಸೀದತಾಂ. ಶ್ರಿಯಃ ಪತಿಃ ಯಜ್ಞಪತಿಃ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿಃ ಶ್ರಿಯಃ ಪತಿರ್ಯಜ್ಞಪತಿರ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿರ್ ಧಿಯಾಂ ಪತಿರ್ಲೋಕಪತಿರ್ ಧರಾಪತಿಃ ಪತಿರ್ಗತಿಶ್ಚಾಂಧಕವೃಷ್ಣಿ ಸಾತ್ವತಾಂ ಪ್ರಸೀದತಾಂ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸತಾಂ ಪತಿಃ. ಪ್ರಸೀದತಾಂ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸತಾಂ ಪತಿಃ. ಜದಂಗ್ರಧಿಧ್ಯಾನ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಧೌತಯಾ ಧಿಯಾನುಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ತತ್ವಮಾತ್ಮನಃ ವದಂತಿ ಚೈತತ್ಕವಯೋ ಯಥಾರುಚಂ same mukundo bhagavan prasidatam prachodita jena pura saraswati vitanvata jasya satim smritim hridat svalakshana pradurabhut kilasyatah same rishinam rishabha prasidatam भूतैर महद्भीर्यैमा पुरो विभुर् निर्मायसे ते जदमुषु पुरुषः भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडशात्मकः सोलं कृषेष्ट भगवान् वचांसि मे नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे पपुर्ज्ञानमयं सौम्या जन्मखां गुर्हासमम् नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गे श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमोस्तुते वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कार्डलेस माइक है तो कुछ आवृत्ति करेंगे तीसरे अध्याय का 40वां श्लोक से चालू करेंगे
वी विल स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द भागवतम 10th कैंटो 30th चैप्टर We will start from the 40th shloka. This is the year 2006. We will continue from where we left in the last year.
ध्यान रखना चाहिए कि यह कथा श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी कह रहे हैं.
We have to be conscious that this Leela is being said by Sukadev Goswami at the banks of Ganga.
Bhagavato margam gopyaha vidurataha dadrishu priyavishlesha mohitam dukhitam sakhim मान प्राप्तिं च केशवात् तया कथितमाकर्ण्य मान प्राप्तिं च माधवात् अवमानं च दौरात्म्यात् विस्मयं परमं ययुः ततो विशन बनम चंद्र ज्योत्स्ना यावद् विभाव्यते तमः प्रविष्टमालक्ष्य ततो निववृतस्त्रियः तन्मनस्कास्तदालापास् तद्विचेष्टास्तदात्मिकः तद्गुणानेव गायन्त्यो नात्मागाराणि सस्मरुः पुनः पुलिनमागत्य कालिन्द्यः कृष्णभावनः समवेता जगुः कृष्ण तदा गमनकाङ्क्षितः श्रीशुक उवाच शंके भगवतो मार्गं गोप्यो विदूरतः ददृशुः प्रियविश्लेषः मोहितां दुःखितां सखीं
Sukadeva Goswami said, this is translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, while continuing to search out Krishna's path, the gopis discovered their unhappy friend close by. She was bewildered by separation from her lover. We all have gathered at the shelter of Mother Ganga to hear and glorify the qualities of the one from whose feet Mother Ganga herself has emanated. So this is a very auspicious opportunity to hear glories of the Lord at the banks of Ganga. This is the most topmost duty of mankind. All of you have come from so far away, facing all difficulties. We welcome you all today at this katha. We are continuing the katha from where we had stopped this katha in our last year, 2005, where we stopped this katha. So here the gopis are searching for their most beloved dear Shyamasundar, and for them even half a moment's separation is like Koti Yuga. They were all together at the Ras, but the Lord disappeared along with Radharani, and then he abandoned Radharani, and he is observing how Radharani reacts to his separation. Radharani is not aware that he is observing. The gopis were searching for Krishna in the kunjas, and the biggest reason of gopis' separation was that Shyamasundar is roaming all around the forest with his bare foot in the middle of the night. So thinking of his lotus feet being troubled by the stones and thorns, they were almost fainting and feeling oblivion. So they were searching for him with the thought that they would fan him, they would massage his feet, they would talk to him, they would ask him questions, etc. They got so engrossed in Krishna that they started imitating his leelas, they started imitating his movements, his looks, his talks, his playing the flute, his walk, everything. Then they started singing loudly about him and asking the trees in the forest Uchaihi, loudly, because song alone gives him the highest happiness. He is highly pleased with Geet or song. So they apprehended that hearing their song he would come. Krishna himself has said this with his own mouth. So we should endeavor to please him in this way. He gets attracted to the singer and he comes and sits beside the person who is singing and he listens to the song. He himself has said it, Naham nivaso vaikunte yoginaha hridayena cha madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthami narada. Lord Krishna says, Hey Narada, I do not reside in Vaikuntha, nor in the hearts of the yogis. But where my devotees are singing, there I reside. Even in Vaikuntha, he is most highly pleased by songs. Tishtami. Tishtami means I stay there. This means that Lord Krishna likes that place the most where the devotees are singing. Not that he is not there in Vaikuntha. It doesn't mean that he is not there in Vaikuntha, but he is expressing how much Kirtan is dear to him. Sri Narad is himself a proof of this. Narad Muni says, as soon as I start stringing on this veena, he comes immediately, Lord Krishna comes immediately as if being called for. What more proof do you want? So here the gopis are singing. And then in between, at certain places, they are asking the trees, the vines, the trees on the banks of Yamuna. And by the wind, the top of the trees are moving. As they are talking to the trees, the wind moves the top of the trees. And they accept or they interpret it as if the trees are saying, no, we do not know where he is. No, we have not seen him. So this is the state of unmad. Then they are asking Mother Earth. And then after that they see the deer couple. And then they see they ask the female deer, where is Krishna? Then again they are asking those trees which were bent by the weight of the fruits and flowers. And then they started imitating his leelas. And then they saw the sign of his lotus feet. Now what happened is, when Krishna took Radharani away, she felt pride that she has left all other women. That Krishna has left all other women and he is engaged in decorating me. Now, we should understand that this is not a mundane pride. This pride is also a form of the love. So, in order to increase the prem bhav of Krishna, Radharani says to Krishna, I'm so tired. Now I can walk no longer. You please carry me wherever you want to go. Na parayena chalitam. She says, Na parayena chalitam. I can't walk. Then, Krishna at this time, he is also very pleased to hear these words. He tells Radharani, okay, you get onto my shoulders. And he bends down. And as soon as Radharani tries to put her hands around his shoulders, around his neck, he immediately disappears. Now, at this point, Acharya say that Radharani was in Prema Vaichitya. In Prema Vaichitya, even if the lover is in front of you, he becomes invisible. The level of Prema shoots up to such a high extent that the Premi is not able to see her beloved. Out of fear of separation. So in this prema vaichitya, she fell onto the floor unconscious out of separation like a golden vine. Such a state has never come upon Radharani, because every other time she always had Lalita, Vishakha and other sakis to handle her. But now here she's all alone, unable to bear the separation. She's like a fish out of water. And on the other side, the gopis are searching for Krishna. So this year, 2006, our shloka starts from this point. So, in this shloka which we just recited, Anvichantyo Bhagavato Margam Gopyo Aviduritaha. The word Viduritaha means from far away. From far away, the Sakhis recognized their Sakhi Radharani. Why? How? This is because of the effulgence of Radharani. If you consider it as aviduritaha, the word aviduritaha means close by, then it means they saw Radharani fallen unconscious when they reached close by. Shripad Sanatan Goswami says the gopis could not hear the crying of Radharani since they themselves too were crying. So they could not hear her voice. So how did they understand that she too has got separated from Krishna? By seeing her rolling on the ground, her body is covered by the dust and grass, and there was blood oozing from some parts of her body. And tears were flowing down her eyes, and her mouth is filled with foam. However, we should understand that the grass and stones of Raj are soft like butter for Krishna. So the Sakhi saw Radharani in this state. From this we are getting the lesson that out of all the Sakhis, the topmost is Srimati Radharani, who underwent such a state of separation within just a moment's separation from Krishna. Here, seeing Radharani's such a state, even the Sakhis of the opposite group, like Chandravali, forgot their envy and they considered her, Radharani, as their own Sakhi. In this way, there was a oneness among all of them and they all surrounded Radharani and they all started crying for her. So Sri Lalita Sakhi immediately lifted Radharani onto her lap, wiped her face. Another Sakhi ran, got water which was sprinkled over her face. Another Sakhi wiped Radharani's different body parts, and slowly Radharani came back into her consciousness. Now from here, all the way up to the full Gopi Geet, all the Sakhis are in oneness. They started asking Radharani, where is Shyam Sundar? Why did he desert you? Etc., etc., etc.
जावत भी बातें थे श्री राधा रानी चंद्रावली ललिता आदि मिल करके सारी सखियां कृष्ण का अन्वेषण कर रहे खोज रही.
So in search of Krishna, the gopis then entered the depths of the forest as far as the light of the moon shone. But when they found themselves engulfed in darkness, they decided to turn back. Tato avishinvanam chandra jyotsna yavad vibhavyate tamaha pravishtam alakshya tato nivavrituhu striyaha. So Radharani stopped them from further entering into the dense darkness, thinking that Krishna should not get stuck in that darkness and dense forest. Tamaha pravishtam alakshya tato nivavrituhu striyaha. Though they did not enter into the dense dark forest and they returned back, but they did not stop searching for him. They continued searching for him. Translation: their minds absorbed in thoughts of him, they conversed about him, acted out his pastimes, and felt themselves filled with his presence. They completely forgot about their homes as they loudly sang the glories of Krishna's transcendental qualities. So here it is said, Tan Manaskaha. Their minds were fully absorbed in Krishna. Maybe his feet, their minds were thinking, maybe his feet are hurt. Maybe he would have got hurt at this place. Maybe this would have poked him, etc., etc. In this way, their minds were constantly worried about his safety and distress and how to get him out of this forest. And then it is said, Tadalapas. Tadalapas means they were talking about him all the time. They did not talk of anything else but about Krishna alone at all the time. Then Tadvicheshta means they were endeavoring to give him pleasure. Tadatmikaha means they had become Krishnamayi. Now they were already imitating his leelas. Not that they applied makeup and then got dressed up for it, but very naturally they were immersed in his leelas. Na atmagarani samaruhu. They were not remembering their own bodies and homes, and they were so engrossed in singing his glories, even in such a situation where Krishna had abandoned them totally, still only his guna, his qualities, his leelas, his activities, his smile, everything about him are being remembered and glorified, and not his faults. Maharaj is saying, I'm remembering a shloka by Ratnakar where the gopis are telling Uddhava, Hey Uddhava, this knowledge that you're giving us, you give it to the top of the hills, Girishring. It will be useful there, not here in Braj. Now Giri has another meaning. A jnani sannyasi is also called Giri. So they are saying that you give this knowledge to such a jnani sannyasi. This art of yours will not be useful to the least here in Raj. This tree of Prem is not going to get dried up, neither its leaves nor its branches. Our rasana has become a chataki bird. We will die chanting about him only. We can never accept your soham. This ghanshyam will never leave our hearts. Now this beautiful episode is sung in this way.
Ki jay gyan bhanu ko prakash giri shringani pe ki jay gyan bhanu ko prakash giri shringani pe ब्रज में तिहारी कला नेक खटी है नहीं ब्रज में तिहारी कला नेक खटी है नहीं कहे रात न कर न पहिए प्रेम तरु कहे रात न कर न प्रेम तरु पहिए सुखे कहे रात न कर न प्रेम तरु पहिए सुखे या की डार पत त्रिन तुल घटी है नहीं या की डार पत त्रिन तुल घटी है नहीं रसना हमारी चारु चात की बनी है वो दो रसना हमारी चारु
चात की बनी है उदो
रसना हमारी चारु चात की बनी है उदो रसना हमारी चारु
चात की बनी है उदो
पीपी की बिहाई और रट रटी है नहीं
पीपी की बिहाई
रटी है नहीं लोटी पोटी बात को बवंडर बनावत क्यों
लोटी पोटी बात को बवंडर बनावत क्यों
ये ते हमारे खान श्याम हटी है नहीं ये ते हमारे
When Krishna left for Mathura, even at that time, the gopis' prema never reduced. Then, do you think that their prema will ever come down by his just hiding among the kunjas for a short while in this Rasa Leela? How will their prem ever reduce? So they were constantly glorifying him, not his glories, not about his faults. Now there's a continuation, there's another pad in relation to this pad.
के आगे नीत नाचत गोपाल रहे नननी के आगे
नीत नाचत गोपाल रहे
ख्याल रहे सोई जो अनन्य रस वारे हैं ख्याल रहे
सोई जो अनन्य रस वारे हैं
रतन कर सो भावना भरिए रहे कह रतन कर सो भावना भरिए रहे जाके हाव भाव रचे पूर में आखारे है जाके हाव भाव रचे पूर में कम बजाइए कि हमारी आवाज साफ सुनाई दे कम कम कर दूर दूर रखिए ब्रह्म हूँ भय पै नारी ऐसी बनी जो रहे
ब्रह्म हूँ भय पै नारी ऐसी बनी जो रहे
तो सहे शीश सब बन जो तिहारे हैं
शीश सापे पैना ज्योति हरे
यह अभिमान तो गवई है ना गए हूँ प्राण
यह अभिमान तो Now in this pad, the gopis are saying, "Hey Uddhav, our goal is Krishna always dances in front of our eyes and always be in our mind. Our bhav is we are his priya and he is our priyatam, and our minds be filled with his bhav, hav, beauty, etc. You talk about Brahma, fine. Still, we need that he should be in front of our eyes and mind. Even if he is Brahma, we are women and we wish to remain as women, and we are his and he is ours. Even if we lose our life, this abhiman of ours will never go, that we are his and he is ours." Abhiman means a firm conviction. This abhiman of ours will never go, that we are his and he is ours. So whatever gyan you want to give, you give. With all your gyan, even if he is Brahma, we will continue to be women. And we are his and he is ours.
सोने गुने समझे सोने गुने समझे तिहारी चतुराई जेति सोने गुने समझे
तिहारी चतुराई जेति
कान की पढ़ाई कविताई को बरी की है कान की पढ़ाई कविताई
को बरी की
है। The gopis are saying, Uddhav, we have understood everything and we have reflected upon it. Your trick that we should give up Krishna, all these are the tricks of that Kubari, who wants us to give up Krishna so that he will stay back at Mathura forever. And this Kana has taught this Kubari, that is the Kubja, all these things. Or Kubari has taught you and Kubari has taught Kana. We have understood everything. But you better understand that we are never going to give up Krishna.
तिहारी चतुराई जेति सुनि गुने समझे तिहारी चतुराई जेति कान की पढ़ाई कविताई को बरी की है
कान की पढ़ाई कविताई को बरी की है
कह रत न कर त्रिलोक त्रिकाल हूँ त्रिलोक हूँ मैं कह रतन कर त्रिकाल हूँ त्रिलोक हूँ मैं आन आन कना त्रिदेव की कही की है आन आन कना त्रिदेव
He's saying, the gopis are saying, in all the three times, be it past, present and future, and in all the three worlds, we cannot have anyone else other than Krishna. And even if the three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva will tell us, we will not accept. How can we accept your and Kubari's message? O Uddhava, we are not Quran, except you.
है प्रतीति प्रीति मिति हूँ त्रिवाचा बांधी
कही है प्रतीति प्रीति मिति हूँ त्रिवाचा बांधी
बुधो साचे मन की ही एक आरुज की है
बुधो साचे मन की ही एक आरुज की है
हम अपने मन के
Our minds, Preeti, Vishwas, all we are saying very truly, this is the truth. No Brahma, no Shiva, no Vishnu can convince us. No one can budge us from what we have said. The gopis are saying, wherever he may be, he is ours, ours, and ours only. And we are his, and his, and his only. In this way, the gopis have told Uddhava, we can never budge. Here, the authority of Srimad Bhagavat, Srila Sukadev Goswami, is saying that even in this situation, the gopis have not remembered their homes. They are not even aware of their own selves, all that they are endeavoring, whatever the troubles their body is going through, nothing, they are not aware of anything. This is Krishna Bhavana, this is Krishna Bhakti, no self-awareness, only Krishna consciousness, and only glorifying Krishna's qualities. Hare Krishna.